From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Talks on Syria to begin. UN envoy on Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says talks between representatives of the Syrian government and opposition members will begin in Geneva on Friday.
In my opinion, we will be in a position to send invitations tomorrow. And the date which we'll be aiming at having the beginning of the intra-Syrian talks, 29th of January.
De Mistura did not specify who was invited. The U.S. is stepping up efforts to help Laos deal with such problems as hunger, the existence of unexploded bombs, and the need to provide access to technology in some areas. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry outlined the efforts during a Monday visit to Vientiane. He also held talks to lay the groundwork for a special Association of Southeast Asian Nations summit next month in California. Members of Libya's internationally recognized parliament have rejected a UN-sponsored unity government. The unity cabinet was part of an agreement aimed at ending the chaos that has engulfed the country since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. The Associated Press quotes a Libyan House of Representatives member as saying 90 out of 140 members attending Monday's session rejected the proposed cabinet. In the U.S. presidential race, the latest opinion polls indicate Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are nearly tied in the state of Iowa. On February 1st, Iowa will hold neighborhood meetings to begin the process of choosing delegates who will participate in nominating conventions next summer. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump is in the lead. This is VOA News. Suicide bombers Monday struck the town of Bodo in the Nigerian-Cameroon border. The blasts killed at least 25 people and wounded many others. Officials say up to four bombers blew themselves up in the town, located in an area frequently targeted by Boko Haram militants. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The United Nations Refugee Agency and its partners are appealing for more than $500,000 to provide life-saving aid to hundreds of thousands of people fleeing conflicts in Nigeria and the Central African Republic. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations reports nearly 250,000 Nigerians have fled to neighboring countries to escape the brutal and murderous attacks of Boko Haram militants. And it says ongoing instability and violence in the CAR has forced almost 500,000 people to flee across borders. The new UN appeal aims to help these refugees as well as the communities sheltering them in Niger, Chad, Cameroon, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The European Union Police Agency issued a report Monday saying the Islamic State and other militant groups are likely to carry out large-scale attacks in Europe. Europol is launching a new European counterterrorism center based in the Netherlands. Dimitrios Avramopoulos is the European Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs, and Citizenship.
We want the center to pull, streamline, and increase information sharing between member states in their fight against terrorism.
Europol says Europe is facing the most significant terrorist threat in over 10 years. A senior U.S. Treasury official is accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of corruption. Adam Zubin, who oversees U.S. Treasury sanctions, says the Kremlin leader uses his position to enrich his friends and allies at the expense of others. Zubin makes the accusation in a BBC documentary. In the broadcast, he says the U.S. government has known of Mr. Putin's corruption for many, many years. A rare blast of winter weather paralyzed much of eastern Asia, with temperatures falling to record lows in places accustomed to much warmer conditions. A combination of snow, sleet, wind forced officials to cancel hundreds of flights and shut down schools. Scores of people, many of them elderly, are reported dead from the effects of the weather. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders is calling for guarantees from Yemen's warring parties that medical activities will be protected in accordance with international law. The medical charity said Monday the conflict is being carried out with a disregard for the rules of war. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.